You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
All right, our series is called Indeed. Okay, ano bang ibig sabihin ng Indeed? Now, unahan ko na kayo, no? While doing this, while preparing for this, this is 4 weeks, we'll look at a book study, okay? Every year, we try to pick a book, one or two books of the Bible, and we do a book study, lahat po ng Victory Metro Manila. And for this one, for this year, we're looking at 1 John. We'll go through 1 John 1, 2, 3, and 4. Though 5 chapters siya, sobrang puno, so hindi natin makuha lahat. Now, while going through the study of 1 John, chapter 1, while I was reading it, and I was preparing for it, grabe lang talaga kasi sobrang puno. Alam nyo yung mahirap pag nagpe-prepare ka tapos sobrang laman nung content. Parang gusto mo preach lahat. Pero alam mo, pag preach mo lahat, dudugo lahat ang ilong natin dito pagkaalis nyo. Dahil sobrang daming pwedeng sabihin dito. Chapter 1 pa lang, kaya ko mag-isang buwan sa chapter 1. Ganun siya kapuno. That's why I want you to study 1 John. When you go home, gawin yung quiet time nyo yan, okay? Gawin yung daily Bible reading nyo, 1 John chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay? Kahit isang buwan yung basahin yung 1 John, kumuha kayo ng Bible commentary para lang mas lumalim kayo, tapos next time kayo na mag-preach dito. Na? Okay, so, sobrang lalim niya, parang, Lord, prayer ko na lang kayo, Lord, ano ba pwede kong sabihin, Lord? So, sobrang dami, Lord, let me get something here that the church needs to hear. And so, let's just ask God right now to just give us even that ear to hear what the Spirit is going to say to us. Okay? So, our title is Indeed. Bakit? Kasi, as Christians, sabihin ko na yung main point ko for today, if indeed we are Christians, it would be shown in our deeds. Okay? Pag sinabi mong Kristiyano ka, I'm a disciple of Christ, I'm a follower of Jesus, it should be shown in our actions. Tama ba? Right? Hindi mo pwede sabing, Kristiyano ako, pero iba yung lifestyle mo. Tulad ng isda, hindi niya pwede sabing, isda ako, tapos nalunod siya na lumalangoy. Hindi pwede yun. Alright? Because it is natural for someone to be a Christian. If you're a Christian, you start to live according to Christ's principle and the pattern of what the Bible tells us on how we need to live. Now, madali ba to live as Christians? Okay, audience participation. Madali ba? Hindi, no? Hirap, no? Yan yung ano, yung isda hindi nahirapan, no, pero tayo hirap tayo, and hirap din ako. Kaya nga binibigyan tayo ng Bible ng guidelines, not just guidelines but actually tools to empower us to live Christ-like, because on our own we cannot. Okay, again, I'll repeat it. On our own strength we cannot live the Christian life. Impossible. Okay? Pag sinasabi mo dito na, kunyan, na-touch ka ni Lord, tapos sobra kang umiyak, grabe, love na love ako ni Lord. Lord, ngayon, dahil love na love mo ako, papatunayan ko, love na love din kita. Sabihin ko sa inyo, you would start to fail if you do that. Because you cannot do this on your own power. Mahirap. Imposible. Nakaya mo lang on your own. Gagawa ka lang New Year's resolution. 2014 New Year's resolution. Magiging Christian, mabuting Kristiyano ako. Mahirap yan. Pag hindi ka hingi ng tulong kay Lord, because it's impossible to do so. That's why we pray every day. That's why we depend on the power of the Holy Spirit every day. Because it is hard. It is not easy to live the Christian life. Now, let us go through now 1 John and look at why it says that if you are Christians, it should be shown in your deeds. Okay? Deeds means action or lifestyle. Okay? So 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, sabi doon, this was John writing. He says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it, testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was the Father and has appeared to us. John was saying, na-encounter ko si Lord. At last, I see the light. Tangled yun, no? Okay, pag may anak kayo, no? Nakita ko na rin ang ilaw. I've seen Christ. I've experienced Christ. And I even testify about Christ. Kwento ko ba si Lord sa lahat ng kakilala ko? Why? I've seen Him. I've experienced Him. Right? John was describing how he has met the Lord. Nasabi niya, Lord, ikaw ang ilaw ng buhay ko. And he talks about being part of a group who understands and experience the light. Sabi niya sa verse 3, we proclaim to you that we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us. Sabi niya, not only did I experience it, Pero meron akong grupo, may tribo kami who've experienced the power of God's love in the gospel. And he says, ang natural tendency, pag na-meet mo si Lord, maghahanap ka ng iba na nagkaroon ng similar experience. And you start to share your lives with them. And he says, we start to have fellowship with us. And he's inviting even the people who've experienced the Lord. Ibig sabihin, pag Kristiyano ka, hindi pwede mag-isa. Hirap nun. Lone ranger kang Christian. Mag-isa ka lang. Di ba? Ako na to, kaya ko na to. Sa bahay lang ako mag-worship. Di ba? Tapos magba-Bible study ako lang. Di ba? Magtatanong ako rin sasagot. Di ba? Mahirap yon, no? Okay? So, hindi mo kaya yan on your own. You need someone to walk with you in this journey of faith. And he says, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. You know, that's why in church, meron tayong tinatawag na mga victory groups. Dahil, yan talaga yung binigay ni Lord na pattern eh. No? Na mag-meet daw kayo, do not forget and do not give up in the habit of meeting together. All the more as you see the day approaching. It means you have to fight for this. You have to be deliberate about this. Dapat hinihingi mo to. Dapat hindi ka na inuudyok, ikaw na mismo, you would want to be part of that. Why? Because you want to live amongst people who believes and worships the same God. And you want to walk in the light. Kailangan labanan. Intentional siya. Ibig sabihin, kailangan ko bigyan to ng schedule na magkaroon ako ng fellowship with the Lord. Ibig sabihin, araw-araw, I need to have time with the Lord. And I need weekly to actually meet with other people who also worship the Lord. Because I cannot do this on my own. It's hard for us to do this on our own. Kaya nga tayo may mga victory groups. And I do hope and pray that you'll be part of a victory group. A group that would love the Lord. A group that would push you to Christ's likeness. Sabi sa verse 5, this is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light and in Him there is no darkness at all. So sabi ni John, ito ang binaka-message ko for chapter 1. God is light. And there's no darkness at all. Here's the main point he was saying. If you're going to remember something, sabi niya, tandaan nyo, si Lord, God is light. Pag kay Lord, walang darkness. Kay Lord, expose lahat. And he says, God is light and there's no darkness at all. Now, let me share to you something when you start to study the scripture. Minsan kasi, pag nag-aaral tayo ng Bible, or pag nagbabasa ka ng Bible, ang lagi mo nakikita mga batas. No? Bawal gawin to, bawal gawin. Kaya may friend na ba kayo pag nung nalaman na Christian kayo? Ay, ang dami yung bawal nang ginagawa, no? Wawa naman kayo, no? Bawal ganyan, bawal ganyan, bawal ganyan, bawal ganyan. Di ba? Kasi marami, pag nagbabasa ng Bible, ang tinitingnan nila yung mga bawal, yung mga sinabi ni Lord, oh, wag mo to gawin, ha? Oh, ito gawin mo, ha? So, minsan, tinitingnan natin yung Bible as a manual lang on how to's. Di ba? Now, meron bang mga how-to sa Bible? Nako, ang dami. Sobrang daming mga, this is the way to live, this is how you do it, di ba? This is how we do it, di ba? Tapos parang, ang dami yan, no? Na bibigay sa atin ni Lord ng mga instructions and commandments. But, remember this, right? Every time in Scripture na may sinabi si Lord na ganito dapat ang gawin, no fail to, no fail. Alright? Every time He would give us a command, merong principle behind it. Tawag ko dyan, tawag ng mga theologians dyan, may indicative imperative. Now, mahirap ano eh, no? Indicative imperative, di ba? Parang di natin ginagamit dyan, di ba? Parang pang paano lang yan, di ba? Oy, ano bang indicative dyan? Di ba? Hindi mo gagamitin yan. Pero ang term na gamit ko palagi is, ano ba yung puso at ano yung kamay? You've got to know the heart so that you learn how to apply. No? Marami sa 1 John, pag binasa mo yan, marami dito kamay. Marami papakita sa atin, this is how you should do it. This is how you need to live, right? Pero dapat alamin mo muna yung puso. Bakit sinabi ni Lord yan? Di ba? Di ba nung bata tayo, pag may sinasabi ng magulang natin, oh, bawal gawin yan, ha? Oh, wag mo gagawin to, basta ganito lang yan. Ah, tay, bakit? Basta ganyan. Di ba? Hindi mo magets kasi bakit? Hindi in-explain sa'yo, eh. Hindi mo alam yung puso, wala kang motivation, ba't mo gagawin, right? And so, we were told something and we don't know the heart behind it and the motivation behind it. Now, kung bata ka, no choice ka eh, but to obey. But di ba ngayon tumatanda na tayo, kailangan mong alamin bakit nga ba? You need to know the heart of why God tells us to do something. Right? And that's what we want to look at today bago tayo mag-practical application for the next 4 weeks. So ang heart ng 1 John chapter 1 is this. Sabi ni John, God is light. Okay? Si Lord daw light. Now, parang simple, no? Okay, yun yung puso. God is light. Yes, God is light. What does that mean? What does John mean that God is light? Sabi sa verse 6, if we claim to have fellowship with Him, and yet we walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. Right? Ang ibig sabihin yan, may claim daw. Now, background lang. Nung sinulat to ni John, pauso na ngayon yung mga tinatawag natin mga Gnostics. Nauso yan nung New Testament times. Ang mga Gnostics, ganito ang turo nila. Ang Gnostics, ang turo nila, pag Kristiyano ka, okay, dalawang parte ng buhay. May Christian life at may life. No? Diyan nauso yung mga tanong natin, di ba, pag naging Christian ka na, kamusta Christian life mo? Parang may demonic life ka rin, di ba? So parang gano'n, no? Ang mindset. That's very Gnostic, actually. Diyan din nauso yung, ay, pagpastor, highest calling yan. Kaming doktor, kaming mga ano, secondary call. That's very Gnostic. Ang Gnostic ang nagpauso ng Gospel of Judas na libro, okay, yung Da Vinci Code, it came from the Gnostics. Okay? Ganyan sila mag-isip. Ang Gnostics din mag-isip ganito. Pagka Kristiyano ka na, dahil hiwalay ang spiritual life at saka sa physical life, sa spiritual life, dahil love na love ka ni Lord, forgiven ka na. Hindi na kailangan mag-reflect sa physical life. Ibig sabihin, magkasala ka, all you want, okay lang, forgiven ka na eh. Yan ang Gnostics. Very dangerous. And it's actually being taught now in a lot of Christian books. Okay? Kaya nga hindi ibig sabihin Christian book o Christian bookstore, okay lahat ng nandoon. Some are very Gnostic in their worldview. So dapat alamin mo kung Gnostic ba yan o hindi. No? So kung gusto niyo malaman kung Gnostic yan, pagbili niyo ng libro, Twitter niyo author, are you Gnostic? Okay, so yan, no? So para malaman mo kung Gnostic siya o hindi, no? Pero malalaman mo, makikita mo as you are exposed with scripture, kaya nga ang Bible lang ang libro na kailangan mong nguyain ng buo, 'di ba? Alam niyo ibig sabihin, no? Pagka like kapon kumain kami ng chicharong bulaklak, ginunguya yan ng buo. Okay, dinilo ko lang. Okay. Hindi mo inunguya ng buo yan. Bakit hindi healthy yan? May mga parts dyan na hindi okay. Pag chicken, tinatanggal mo yung balat. Di ba? Ganun ang lahat ng libro, except the Bible. The Bible, you eat it fully. All the other books, you read with questions in mind. Even if it's Chinky Tan's book, who just entered, no? Or Randall's book, or even my book, you need to ask, tama ba to? Mali yata to? Opinion niya lang to eh. Dapat tinatanong nyo yan. Alright? Huwag nyo lang vlog kung may nakita kayong mali. Okay? Baka hindi na kami makabenta ng libro. Hindi lang lang. Okay, no? So, di ba? So, ibig sabihin, you need to have ano, an awareness. O nga, no? Ano bang worldview? Saan siya galing? So, si John, nung sinusulat niya to, usong-usong ngayon yung mga Gnostic. Ito yung challenge niya. Kaya niya sinulat sa mga Christians. Kasi ngayon yung mga Christians, iba na. Uy, ligtas na ako. Okay na. May grace na ni Lord. Diba? Iba ang spiritual life sa physical life ko. Kahit anong gawin ko sa physical life ko, hindi apektado ang spiritual ko. Saved na ako. Okay? So, ibig sabihin, kahit hindi ako Kristiyano ako, pwede ako mabuhay na parang hindi Kristiyano. Kaya nga sabi ni John, no. If God is light, you walk in the light. Alright? And so, that was his message. So, the heart is, God is light. The hand is, you have to walk in the light. So, ang first claim na sinabi dito, na uso at the time, na clinic claim, if you have fellowship, but you're walking in darkness. Grabe, sinasabi mo, Christian ka, ako, nagfe-fellowship ako with the Lord. Oh, love ko si Lord, nagtitweet ka pa ng verses mo. But you're actually walking in darkness. Ano sabi sa Bible? You are what? Lying. And you do not live out the truth. You're fooling yourself and the people around you, he says. Because there's an application. When you say God is light and you're saying you have fellowship with the light, you cannot walk in darkness. Now, to live in the light is to live in the truth. Tulad ng ilaw sa bahay, di ba yung mga ilaw natin, may switch yan. Lahat ng ilaw dito may switch. Di ba? Kailangan mong pindutin yung switch para bumukas yung ilaw. Right? And it's the same way with our walk with the Lord. Lahat tayo, once in our life, we were walking in darkness. Kailangan may mag-switch para maintindihan natin kung anong ginawa ni Lord sa atin. Now, kanya-kanya yan. Yung iba sa atin, first 5 minutes pa lang, gets mo na. Yung iba sa atin, 5 years bago bubuksan ni Lord yung switch. No? Hindi ito mabubuksan ng kahit sinong tao. Ang Holy Spirit lang kaya magbukas nito para maintindihan mo. Kaya may makikita ka sa church, ano ba yan? 10 years na siya kay Lord, pero ba't ganun pa rin? Ay, hindi pa nabuksan yung switch. No? Sarado pa. That's why you pray. That's why there are friends that you know are living in sin and they know it's wrong but they still do it. And you say, Lord, bakit ganun? Alam naman nila yung tama, pero bakit kahit anong sabi ko, naasar pa sa akin? Why? Hindi pa illuminated eh. Wala pang revelation ni Lord. Hindi pa na-turn on yung switch. Hindi natin trabaho yun. Trabaho ng Holy Spirit yun. Pero trabaho natin is to pray. Lord, you be the one to reveal yourself. Diba? Tayo lahat dito may kanya-kanyang oras to be revealed with the light of the gospel. So, to live in the light is to live in the truth. So, you need to have that light switch. So, dapat mag-click muna sa atin. Right? Diyan mo makikita yung iba, no? Grabe sa church. Mag-8 years na tayo dito sa Victory, no? Sa November. Yung iba, first year pa lang, nag-click na agad. Grabe, nag-disciple, left and right. Di ba? Lahat, pre-preachan, pati aso, pre-preachan, ganyan. On fire! Di ba? Hindi mo mahinto, di ba? Tapos nagbago talaga, tinanggal ang paninigarilyo, hindi na nag-anon, di ba? Hindi na nag-pre-premarital sex. Parang, wow, turn around! Galing, no? Yung iba, 5 years na, parang, ganun pa rin yung prayer request. Pastor, pag-pray, bakit? Ito, ay, 5 years ago pa yan, ha? Di ba? Tapos every week natin ginagawa. Di ba? Kaya napansin niyo iba, di ba, pagka may invitation. Sino sa inyo dito gusto tumanggap kay Lord? Every week, nandito siya sa harapan, no? So, minsan nga, pag every week na nasa harapan, bro, anong ginawa mo kay Lord last week? Ay, pinalabas ko ulit, no? So, pinapapasok ko lang. So, kasi hindi hindi pa nag-click-click. Okay, wala pang, ah, hindi pa niya naintindihan. Kailangan pang i-explain at ipag-pray tong tao na to. Okay lang yon. Huwag kang makondem kung ganun ka. Okay? Matauhan ka lang. Hindi lang alam na. Huwag kang makondemn. Ibig sabihin, hindi pa nag-click-click eh. Kailangan mong mag-pray. Lord, let me understand this. Lord, let me have an encounter with you. Lord, I want to experience your presence. It needs to click first. And that's the heart. It was saying, God is light. You have to see it. Okay? Diba? To see it. That, wow, totoo pala si Lord. Okay? Sana ako. Alright? So, we are in darkness and God is light. The world is in darkness. Jesus is the light. So walking in darkness means being controlled by desires for this world instead of the desires of God. Even though you know that this would lead you to your downfall, to failure at home, you will still do it because you're walking in darkness. Antindi, no? Ang taong walking in darkness, kahit anong sabihin mo, hindi niya magigets. Huwag tumawid, nakamamatay. Tumawid, namatay. Kaya ano na ngayon? Huwag tumawid, may namatay na dito. Di ba? Binago na ng MMDA. Okay? Hindi nila magets. Okay? Gumawa pa ng taong nakaganon, di ba? Para lang makita na may picture. Guys, dangerous to. No? Huwag niyong gawin to sa EDSA. Pero hindi nag-click-click eh. Di ba? Wala pa. And that's why, kininong trabaho yon. Pwede tayo gumawa ng signs. Do not do this, do not do that, do not do this. Di ba? You'll go to hell if you do this. Yes, those are signs. Yes, they are truth. But unless it's clicked on, you can never walk in light. That's why the prayer is that you would experience the God who is light, that you would see. So instead, di ba, sabi ko ang main point natin, if indeed you are a Christian, it would be shown in your deed. Ang mga taong hindi pa nag-click-click sa kanila na God is light, even though they've heard it, and you're hearing it now, that God is light, no? Kahit na anong pakita mo, hindi pa rin nag-click, ang lagi nilang sinasabi is, instead na, you know, if indeed we are Christian, it will be shown in our deeds. Ang lagi nilang kanta is, oops, I did it again. No? So, parang babalik na naman, ay, ito na naman yung kasalanan ko dati, di ba? Parang ito na naman, balik na naman tayo, hindi na nagbago. It's because they've never yet had that encounter with the light. Now, here's the tricky part. Okay? I'll tell you the tricky part. Okay? Ang tricky part dito ay madalas, hindi natin makita that we are walking in darkness. Actually, most of the time, 90% of the time, people who are walking in darkness, they don't know that they're walking in darkness. Okay? Hindi mo makita. Dark nga eh. Di ba? They don't see. They don't know. Right? Kaya nga Christians, di tayo pwede magano. Grabe yan. Don't judge. They need help. They don't need judgment. Si Lord na yon. Di mo trabaho yon. Kailangan mo, bigyan ng flashlight yan para makakita. You guide. You don't judge. You don't condemn people. Right? You ask the Holy Spirit to convict them of their sin. It's not our job. Di mo kinukulit yan sa lifestyle niyan. Kailangan niya muna ng encounter with the Lord. Okay? Only God can help us see the light. Kaya nga yung kantang Amazing Grace, di ba? I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Yeah? It's really a song that depicts what Christianity is. When you have an encounter with the Lord, it is God who opens up your eyes. Kaya nga si Saul, di ba, binulag. Tapos ang nagbukas ng mata niya si Lord din. Yeah. Just to show Saul, you are in darkness. You are walking in darkness. And you need to have that light. Now, one more thing about this is when John was writing this, he was writing this to the Christian, to the church. No? Nung sinabi niya, you claim to have fellowship with the light, but you're walking in darkness. Grabe. So, pinapatamaan niya yung mga tao. No? He was writing, sabi mo, Christian ka, but you're actually walking and living in sin. Okay? What he was saying is, ay, ligaw ka pa. You're not yet found. You think you're found, but you're lost. Diba? And this was actually a very hard-hitting letter for the Christians. Actually, pag binasa mo to, kunyari blinag ko to, tas address to Victory Green Hills, naku, madami magagalit. Dami na akong hater niya. Grabe yung pastor, parinig, ganyan. Ganyan ginawa ni John. Sinulatan niya yung church. Sabi niya, ang dami sa inyo, sinasabi niyo, you're walking in fellowship, pero wala namang kayo talaga kay Lord. You're actually walking in darkness. Sinungaling kayo. Tindi, no? Okay. Siyempre, hindi ko gagawin yan. Christian ako. No? Hindi, laka lang, no? Hindi ko gagawin yan kasi ginawa na ni John. Okay, basahin na lang natin. Alright? Kay John kayo magalit. Huwag kayo magagalit sa akin. No? That's called, when you're living in sin kasi, yan yung, ngayon, okay, and I've been preaching this for 2 years already because hanggang ngayon kumakalat pa rin. In fact, some of it, I hear it here from some of the people here. Yan yung tinatawag nating hyper grace. Ibig sabihin ng hyper grace, laging ginagamit yung grace ni Lord para magkasala. Yeah? Parang nalalabuan lang ako eh. Na kaya mong gamitin yung grace ni Lord. Parang nangyari pa ngayon, pag nagkasala ka, okay. Parang failure now is a virtue. Nagkasala ako eh, pero grabe yung grace ni Lord. Kaya continually ako magkakasala, okay lang. Bait talaga ni Lord. Wow, grabe yung sweet naman ng Lord mo. Ganun na, ngayon. Grabe, no? Wala sa scripture yun. Ang nasa scripture, yung grace ni Lord would push us to Christ-likeness and will have fellowship with the light and not walk in darkness anymore. Kaya yan yung banat sa mga nag-hypergrace. 1 John, sabihin mo, basahin mo lang 1 John, tapos balikan mo ako doon sa ginagawa mo. Yung iba, joking ka pa. Hindi, pastor, sige, uminom ka, okay lang, okay lang. Hindi nga ako uminom. Hindi, uminom ka, okay lang, okay lang. Hindi nga ako umiinom. Di ba? Sige na, uminom ka, okay lang, hindi ka magkakasala, forgiven ka naman eh. Okay, what are you telling me? Alright? You're taking pride in something. I'm not saying drinking is wrong, being drunk is wrong. Right? But he's saying, go and get drunk and it's okay. Why? You're forgiven. Very Gnostic. It's like it's two separate worldviews na parang okay lang yan. Kahit anong gawin mo. Yung iba pa nga to the point, okay lang makipag-sex kahit may asawa ka na, pinatawad ka naman eh. Whoa! You're using the grace of God to actually sin. And so John was writing here and saying, grabe kayo. You're using the grace of God. And this is not actually cheap grace, it's cheap law. You take the law of God lightly, right? Yes, when you take the law of God lightly, you take the grace of God lightly also. Binababaan mo yung law ni Lord. The law of the Lord is perfect. The law of the Lord is righteous. The law of the Lord gives life. Yeah. Ibig sabihin, binigay niya yung commands niya para maging stronger ang marriage natin, ang life natin. Now, grace also is another part. Yes, God will forgive you. If you sin, God actually, yun yung thank you ako kay Lord. No? Yes, I would fail. But I do not use the grace of God to jump off and say, but, pwede pala ako magkasala dahil may grace ni Lord. Kakasala tayo, magpasalamat tayo, may grace ni Lord. Pero wag mo siyang gawin na excuse to walk in darkness. No? Now, in verse 7, meron pa. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. So sabi, walking in the light is the opposite of walking in darkness. Okay? So, ibig sabihin yan, hindi ko na lang illustrate, no? Meron ako pang blindfold eh. No? Pero para ka naka-blindfold, naglalakad ka. Hindi mo alam saan ka pumupunta, pero parang confident ka na alam mo saan ka pumupunta. And the only way for you to take that out is for someone to take it out because you cannot take it out. Why? You actually enjoy walking in darkness. That's our default. We're sinful by nature. Kaya nga kailangan mag-click muna. So, sabi ni John, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. You actually need help with one another, he says. And the blood of Jesus purifies us from all sin. God needs to open our eyes to the truth of what Christ did, that we are sinners in need of a Savior, the love and the forgiveness of the Savior, and the Lord who will lead us. Okay? So si Jesus, ni lang yan, Lord, patawarin mo ako ah. Pero dapat yung susunod mong linya, Lord, may you lead me to walk in the light. Right? Some of us, we stop with, Lord, forgive me. And then I'll run my life. John was saying, you ask Christ forgiveness, then you start to walk in the light. Now, sabi sa verse 7, two things accompany those people walking in the light. Number one is fellowship with one another. Ano ibig sabihin yan? Okay. Yan, ibig sabihin yan, may shared lives ka. Okay. You're encouraging one another to Christ-likeness. Okay. This is a picture of sila Jason, sila Randall, mga uncle ko, no? So, sometimes we have dinner with some of our Victory Group leaders. Pagkasama mo yan, never ko na-feel na mas lalayo ako kay Lord pagkasama ko sila. Grabe, no? Hindi dahil sobrang bait nila. Okay. But because we understand something, we're sharing lives together in light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like si Randall and me, in the natural world, we will never be friends. Why? He's twice my age. Okay? Loko lang. Hindi, mas matanda si Randall sa akin. Parang uncle ko na yan. Di ba? Yung ibang uncle ko, kaedad ni Randall. No? Hindi ko naman barkada yung uncle ko. Uncle, labas tayo. Saan tayo punta? Disneyland tayo, uncle. Hindi ko gagawin yan sa mga uncle ko, di ba? Parang uncle ko yan, nami-meet ko lang sa reunion, ganyan. Di ba? Sila, yan, sila Jason, sila Chinky. Iba mundo nila eh. But what bind us together? That we can actually eat and spend countless of hours talking, not eating, no? Talking, all right? Food is just there, but we don't eat a lot, no? But we just talk, all right? What would made you do that, di ba? How can I hang out with Daniel, who was 12 years old, and go to Alabang, even though, yeah, I'm twice older and more, okay? Parang, hindi mo ma-imagine, kasama ko 12-year-old, di ba? Tapos, nag-uusap kayo, pinag-usapan nyo, sila Superman, Batman, Justice League, tapos lahat ng kwento na, angulo, di ba? But what can bind you together? It's not by choice, but because of what Christ did. There's an automatic fellowshipping with one another. And what you do is actually to fellowship in the light, not in darkness. You don't enable people to sin, but you actually help them to be more Christ-like. Yeah? Pagkasama ko si Chinky niya, sabihin, sige na, gumastos ka pa, kaya mo yan. Chink positive, kaya mo yan. Hindi. Okay. Tuturuan ako niyan how to live Christ-like. Papakita niya paano niya trinatrato si Nobi. Nakikita ko paano tratuhin yung mga anak, di ba? And so I get to see what Christ-like means in family and marriage. He pushes me to become a better man. Why? He is walking in the light. Pero pag nasa barkada tayo, di ba, nung high school, kung may mga reunion, ibang usapan doon, nagiinuman sila lahat. Oh, pastor, inom ka rin, di ba? Sige na, one for the boys, di ba? It's not going to be Christ-like conversations. And you know the conversations that happens during reunion, di ba? And so, iba. Ibang-iba ang mundo, right? Now, judge ko ba yung mga friends ko dati na wala pang Lord? Hindi pa nag-click eh. Pinagpipray ko, alam naman nila na nagpipray ako. Alam din nila na ako yung konsensya doon sa table kaya hindi sila nalalasing, no? Because I'm there, no? Kaya ayaw na ayaw nila ako pag nandyan ako, no? So, parang nailang sila, parang may Holy Spirit, parang ganun yung dating, no? So, pero okay lang, di ba? May pinagsamahan naman kami. Right? You need to have that band of brothers and sisters who would help you grow in the Lord. Okay? Alam mong may kapatid ka in the Lord. Yeah. I actually think, when we form our pastoral team here, yung isa sa mga pastors na nakatulong talaga sa akin was Pastor Tito. Imagine I was 27 when we planted this church in Green Hills. Dami kong ideals. I live in a perfect church, in a perfect world, where everything needs to be perfect. And he had to sit me down and talk about my pride and say, bata, mayabang ka, di ba? Huwag ka masyadong mayabang, di ba? And it's nice to walk along someone who's been there, okay? Who's been in the ministry for 25 years, di ba? And say, I went through the same things and you've got to guard yourself on those things, di ba? It's walking in the light. Have fellowship with one another. And it says, secondly, that the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. Now, we don't say this outside. Di ba? Tulad nung sa high school reunion, Pastor, paano ba magbago? Bro, the blood of Christ will cleanse you from all your sin. Parang baka ayaw na yan maging Kristiyano, di ba? Anong dugo? Anong dugo yan, di ba? Parang, di ba? May kakatayin ba tayo? Hindi, no? Hindi, kaya nga very theological to. Alam mong sinulat niya for the Christians. Ano yung sabihin nung the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. Alam naman natin lahat, namatay si Jesus sa cross. Am I right? And his blood was shed. And the reason he was hanged on the cross was so that our sins might be forgiven. Now, what John was saying is, nung namatay si Jesus sa cross and his blood was shed, it is not just to cover our sin, but to conquer our sin. Sabi sa Bible, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Ibig sabihin, hindi na dapat ako under sin. When Christ came, I now have the power to conquer sin. Dapat, nagle-level up ako. No? Kung dati ganito ako, mahilig ako magmura, ngayon na kay Lord na ako, konti na lang. Dati, period, comma, question mark, and exclamation point, may mura, di ba? Ngayon, capital na lang. No? Tapos mamaya, mawawala na. Why? From glory to glory yung tawag dyan. Binabago ka ni Lord. Di ba? Dati, 10 stick ka magsigarilyo. Ngayon, isa na lang. Di ba? Dati, di ba, ang dami mong ginagawang kasalanan. Alam mong paunti-unti. Parang, uy, si Lord to ah. Kasi may nag-click-click. Hindi dahil may nangungulit. Di ba? Pag may nangungulit, lalo ka naasar. Lalo mong, ano, kukulit ka. Oh, sige. Oh, ito, tatlo pa. Oh. Di ba? Kasi nakukulitan eh. Di ba? Parang, ba't mo ba ako kinukulit? Di ba? Naano sila na... Naaser sila pag makulit yung mga Kristiyano, di ba? Parang palagi mo na siya, bawal yan, di ba? Mukha ka ng bawal tuloy, no? Pag-pray mo na lang na maka-encounter kay Lord, ganun naman yun eh. Di ba? May mga victory group leaders kami dito, grabe, dati, nung nag-seated ako, sabi ko, nagmura ba siya habang nagli-lead ng victory group? Di ba? Sabi ko, naku, ba't nagmumura yung victory group leader namin? Di ba? Praise the Lord, tut! May good news siyang kunigwento, nagmura. Sabi ko, naku Lord, ano bang gagawin ko dito? Di ba? So, hindi mo tatanggalin yan, di ba? Pag pipray, bro, dulas ka, no? Okay lang yun kasi ngayon, ano na siya, very fruitful and productive na. Hindi na nagmumura ngayon. Di ba? Ibig sabihin, ayun nga, binabago ni Lord, may nag-click lang eh. That's how the blood of Christ cleanses us. It does not just cover, it helps us conquer. Not only to acquit us from our sin, but to transform us from our sin. We are cleansed and we don't want to go back to how we are before. Diba? Yan yung kanta, don't want to go back, Lord, to the way I used to be. Yeah, I don't want to go back there to my old life of insecurity, of trying to find things from the world for my power and identity and security. Ayoko nang bumalik doon, Lord. Sa'yo na ako nakatingin. Hebrews 9:14 says, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Ganda nung verse na to, no? Again, yeah, itong blood na naman. Yung blood daw ni Lord, yung ginawa raw ni Lord sa cross, through His Spirit, hanggang ngayon yung Holy Spirit, kinokonsensya tayo pag hindi safeguard yung binibili natin, right? Without blemish, would purify our conscience, the Bible says, from dead works to serve the living God. It's not about bibilangin mo, oh, Lord, ginawa ko to for you, ah. Oh, nag-church ako, Lord, ah. Nag-tithe ako, ah. Lord, ito, I'm walking in the light, ah. Monday, Tuesday. Hindi ka na nagbibilang. Di ba? Ang mga tao mabilang, religyoso yan, pero hindi malapit kay Lord yan. Mabilang. Sabi, no, He purify our inside. You don't have to count the external because when you're purified internally, externally, it will show so that you can serve the living God. Now, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Second claim, to be without sin. Actually, my third claim pa, no? Which is almost the same. Have not sinned. Wala akong kasalanan. Hindi ako nagkakasala. Intindi, no? Dati may nagle-claim ng ganon. Yan yung sinasabi ko, Gnostic. Wala akong pakialam kung magkasala ako. Forgiven ako. I am without sin. Alright? So we can claim that. But the Bible says, we declare ourselves and God's, we deceive ourselves and God's light is not in us. We're actually saying, God, you are a liar. Yeah? If we're claiming to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. Yeah? And that's one thing, no, na magaling tayo. We're so good in lying to ourselves. Napansin nyo, pag nagkakasala kayo, ang dami nyong explanation kung bakit hindi naman talaga siya parang kasalanan. Naglalaro sa utak mo. Pag may gagawin ka na, tapos, ayan na, pagawa ka na. No? Tapos, mali ito, narinig ko, mali ito, nabasa ko, mali ito. Pero, wala naman masasaktan, wala naman makakakita. Baka hindi naman mali talaga. Baka nagkamali lang yung version sa Bible. Diba? Bigla ka nagano, no? Nagtatanong ka, no? Tapos you're trying to justify the sin. Yeah? Diba? Parang ano yan eh, nag-restaurant ka, order ka ng lahat ng baboy, tapos sabi mo, diet coke. Parang ganun yung dating niya, no? Parang niloloko mo sarili mo, no? Nag-diet coke ka pa, di ba? You're justifying, okay lang, magda-diet coke naman ako eh. Di ba? And this is how it's done, actually. Nakakatawa, no? Pero ganun tayo. We deceive ourselves. Okay? We do marketing to ourselves. Hindi, okay naman to. Ayos lang to. Yeah. Lahat naman ginagawa. Actually, study shows, may mga ganun pa. Yeah. Kaya alam mo, yung mga study shows, delikado din yan eh. Lahat naman may study shows eh. Di ba? Magpo-porn ka, sabihin, study shows, bad ang porn. Tapos mamaya, may lalabas na naman sa Google, study shows, porn is good. Oh, sabi dito, good na, good. Oh. Pwede na, di ba? Lahat pwede. Study shows, suicide is bad. Study shows, suicide is good. Oh, suicide ka na, di ba? Lahat merong study to back up whatever you want to do with life. Yeah? Study shows gender, yeah? Having gender is healthy. My male, my female. Study shows, di ba? Dapat wala nang gender. Sa Europe, may mga ano, wala nang pangalan, di na boy, girl. Wala na. Wala lang. People. People tawag lang sa atin. Di ba? You can always justify with research. Somebody will research about your sin and say, it's actually good. That's why you go back to Scripture. Only God would give you the light. Right? Now, sabi dito, di ba? If we claim to be without sin. Now, ang ganda rin ito, no? Ibig sabihin, sinasabi rin ni Lord, hindi tayo perfect. Kasi pag sinabi mo perfect ka, tindi mo. Yeah? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Okay, perfect ba yan? Okay. Baka yung iba, flawless ang skin, no? Pero hindi perfect yan. Yeah? Nobody's perfect. Nobody. Right? Right? Marami kasi sa atin perfect pag malayo eh. Yeah. Oh, ang gwapo niya, ang payat niya, pero ang layo niya, no? Yeah. Social media, pwede ka maging perfect. Ang dami mong pinopost. Yeah. Kaganoon kayo ng misis mo, tapos after niyo mag-selfie. Yeah. Yeah. Para lang pakita sa mundo, okay kayo. Yeah. Nag-date kayo, dating my wife. Nakalimutan mo sabihin after 10 years. Di ba? Parang, you can project to be perfect. Tawag dyan branding. No? Pero God is light. God knows. Okay? God knows what's true. And I thank God for that. Hindi tayo perfect. Hindi ako perfect. Thank you, Lord. Hindi ako perfect. Diba? Minsan kasi pag, ay, si pastor, dapat perfect yan. Diba? Dapat perfect family yan. Perfect marriage yan. Dapat perfect. Diba? Buti na lang hindi ako perfect. Okay? Buti na lang humble ako. Hindi ako perfect. When God convicts us of sin, the proper response is not to give excuses, but to say, Lord, to you have I sinned. Lord, mali ako, please forgive me. Simple, no? Pag si Lord may tinurong kasalanan, hindi na yun, eh kasi, ano kasi, yung babae, binigay mo sa akin eh. Yung ahas kasi. Diba? Lahat mali ng iba eh. Tanggapin mo na lang na mali. Yeah. Turo na yan sa akin nung bata pa ako. Oh, pag in-approach ka, tapos alam mo naman nagkasala ka, sorry. Yeah. Don't justify. We love justifying. Tandaan niyo, we are a work in progress. We will never be perfect in this world. But again, let us not elevate sin and failure to obey as a virtue because of God's grace. Ganda na sabi ni John Piper, no? Sabi niya, walking in the light means seeing things the way God sees them and responding the way He does. Okay? To walk in the light is to see how God sees them and to respond, okay, in the way He does. We walk in the light when we hate the sin we fall into and name it for the ugly thing it is and agree with God about it and turn from it. So confessing sin is a crucial part of walking in the light. And verse 9 makes forgiveness of sin dependent of walking in the light. Diba? You're not perfect. Sabi sa verse 9, sabi niya, dahil hindi ka perfect, here's what you need to do. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. The Bible says, because you are not perfect, and I thank God we're not perfect, He says, confess. Say your sin to God and ask for forgiveness. And He is faithful. Ibig sabihin faithful, He will do it. And He is just. Okay? It means you will suffer actually the consequences of your sin. Hindi mo pwede sabihin, Lord, may nabuntis ako, tanggalin mo yung baby ngayon. Miraculously, hindi pwede. Right? God is a God of justice. May consequence ang kasalanan. But you're forgiven. But you will have, there's justice because God is a God of justice. But He will forgive us our sin and purify us from all unrighteousness. On the same breath, pag sinabi natin, God is a God of justice, ibig sabihin, pag nagkasala ako, punta akong impyerno eh. But because He's a God of justice, ba't hindi ako pupunta impyerno? Somebody paid for my sin. The blood of Christ cleansed me from my sin. May kailangan magbayad. Binayaran na ni Lord yung kasalanan natin. When God forgives our sin, He doesn't just take it against us anymore. But God doesn't just stop from forgiving us. He gives us the grace and the power to move to Christ-likeness day by day. Okay? Galing, no? Lord, sorry for my sin. And if it's done, not in the guise of, I want to sin more, and say, God, please forgive me. I'm a sinner. Lord, I want to walk in your light. The Bible says He not only forgives us our sin, but He purifies us from all unrighteousness. Ibig sabihin, hindi lang tinanggal yung mancha sa katawan mo, sa damit mo. binigyan ka pa ng brand new shirt, eto suot mo. You're brand new. You're made new in Christ. So what is the response? We know that God is light. We know that if we confess our sin, He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We also know that God is light and we are to walk in the light. So how do I start? We start with this. Okay? It's what we call repentance. Okay? We need to repent of our sin. Okay? In verse 10, it says, if we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar and His word is not in us. So we need to repent. Let me end with a story, you know, of Martin Luther. Martin Luther is the founder of the Protestant Reformation. So nung nabasa niya yung Bible, nakita niya, whoa, masisave lang pala tayo by grace through faith, not by works. Isa sa mga thesis na yun. Yan yung 95 thesis na nilagay niya sa simbahan. Okay? Pwede niyong panoorin, no? May Luther na DVD para malaman niyo yung kwento niya. E siya nag-start kaya merong Protestant movement kung saan ang galing ang mga evangelicals, ang mga Baptists. Tayo, kung saan tayo, because of Martin Luther, when he had that realization, whoa, iba yung turo sa simbahan, iba sinasabi sa Bible, and he starts to write this. And he said one thing in this thesis, out of the 95, meron siya sinabi doon, and he started with this, our Lord and Master Jesus Christ will the entire life of believers to be one of repentance. Sabi niya, pag talagang Kristiyano ka, your life would be marked by repentance. Till that day you die, you will repent. Now, ibig ba sabihin nun, di ka mag-improve, kaya ka repent ng repent? Hindi. Ibig sabihin nun, new level, new devil. Na? Ibig sabihin, may bago na namang challenge yan. May bago na namang expose si Lord sa buhay natin. Kaya yung buhay Kristiyano, roller coaster yan. Ano ibig sabihin, roller coaster yan? Pero pataas. Okay? Ibig sabihin yan, we're walking the light, we encounter the truth, we need to repent, and then God gives us the faith to move on to a new level. Kaya new level, new devil. Okay? Ibig sabihin, may bago na namang challenge na i-expose si Lord sa atin so that we can move on to maturity in the Lord. It's not that we won't grow in Christ-likeness, but repentance is the way we make progress in the Christian life. So up until today, God exposes sins in our hearts. God is still exposing sins in my hearts up until today. Sabi ko nga, hindi tayo perfect. No? So it's what you call truth, repentance, and faith. No? Truth that the Bible shows us God and His will. Repentance means turning our life to line up with that truth. So example, the truth is, I'm proud. Okay? May abang ako. Okay? So nagbabasa ka ng scripture one day, tapos tinamaan ka, yabang ko pala. Grabe pala ako. No? So tinamaan ka ng truth, anong response? Repentance. You say, Lord, humble me. Lord, I'm sorry for my sin of pride. I pray, Lord, that You would forgive me of my sin. And Lord, give me the faith to respond in the right way because I know You'll expose more things. So I need You right now to help me. That's how you progress in faith. That's how you mature in the faith. With truth, repentance, and faith. Now, there are two kinds of repentance. First is rooted in worldly sorrow. It means the purpose is to keep God happy so He will continue to bless you and answer your prayers. Lord, sorry na, Lord. Lord, Lord, sorry na, para bless mo ako, Lord. Now, we don't say that, but sometimes that's how we pray. Lord, may atraso ako, say sorry, Lord. Tawarin mo na ako para ma-bless ako. That's not godly sorrow. That's worldly sorrow. It's saying sorry because you got caught or because you know there's consequences to your sin. Parang nahuli ka ng teacher nag-cheating, kaya ka nagsasorry. Hindi ka nagsorry dahil nakonsensya ka, pero dahil nahuli ka. That's God worldly sorrow. The second kind of repentance is rooted in godly sorrow. The purpose is to repeatedly tap into the joy of our relationship with Christ para ma-weaken yung impulse natin to do anything contrary to God's heart. Sabi sa 2 Corinthians 7:10, let me end with this verse. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. Question is for each and everyone here today as we end. If indeed we're Christians, do our deeds show that we're walking in the light? If God is light, are we actually walking in the light? And I think we need to answer this personally. Okay? Kayo nakakaalam. if you're walking in light and you're walking in darkness. Okay? You can put up a show every Sunday, once a week, but I don't think you can put up a show for the rest of your life. God is light. Sins will be exposed. And the response should be of that of repentance and saying, God, I'm sorry for my sin. Lord, I pray that you forgive me and give me that power to walk in the light. Let me end again by reviewing our main point for today. If indeed we are Christians, it would be shown in our deed. And let me go back to verse 4. No? Baka na-miss natin. No? Sinabi niya dito in verse 4, and we are writing this thing so that our joy may be complete. You want to live the fullness of Christianity? Okay? You got to go back to walk in the light. Life should be marked by repentance. Are there things in your life you need to repent of? Today's the day to repent. Also tomorrow and the next day and the next month and the next year till the day you die, there are things that God will expose so that we can continue walking in the light. Okay? It's not how heavy the sin, but it's how we respond when God exposes that sin. Let's bow down our heads and pray. Lord, maraming salamat, Lord, for this afternoon. Lord, I thank you for 1 John chapter 1. Lord, we know that you want to say a lot of things just in this chapter. But I do pray, God, that with all the contents, Lord, na umangat sa amin, Lord, yung gusto mo talagang sabihin sa amin, Lord. That, Lord, if indeed we are Christians, we pray that we would tap into the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit to walk and fellowship in the light and not in darkness. Lord, we know it's not an easy thing. I know we will be tested. Lord, that's why you've called us to fellowship with the Lord and with one another. We need each other's help. And so we come to you, Jesus. We ask for your grace. Now, if there are things in your life, I want to give you a few minutes right now. Meron bang nire-reveal si Lord na kasalanan na kailangan mong i-repent? I want you to come to the Lord today and just pray. And I want you to decide right now to repent and say, God, by your grace, I am turning away from this sin that you are exposing. Now, it doesn't have to be 10 sins. Could be one thing that the Lord wants you to work on today, in this season, this month. Right? Sabi ko nga, the Christian life is a journey of repentance. Right? The goal is not perfection, but spiritual progress. So ask the Lord, ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, what is that thing that I need to work on this season, a sin that I need to face head on and say no longer to that sin. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to help me conquer that sin because you've conquered sin. Let's just pray right now. Lord, we pray. Bigyan mo kami ng lakas na nanggagaling sa inyo so that we can overcome whatever sin that you've exposed today in our hearts. Lord, that we would have the spirit of repentance and that we would tap into your faith para ma-overcome namin yung kasalanan na yon. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would no longer repeat and repeat and repeat the same sin issue in our life, but we would progress to Christ-likeness and to a new level of faith and passion for you. I want to pray for one more group here. It's what I said early on in the message. The love and the grace and the gospel of Jesus Christ must click first before you can even walk in the light. You have to understand first, you are walking in darkness and you need God as your light. Maybe you've been hearing the gospel for the longest time and you've been hearing about the good news of what Christ did, but it has not clicked. And today you're saying, I think something clicked today and I need help and I want someone to help me and disciple me, to walk with me, because I want to start that relationship with the Lord. If that's you, can you lift up your hands and say, that's me. I need Christ and I need someone to help me walk through this journey. Just lift up your hands up high so I could see. I want to pray for you. Anybody? Yes. Anybody else? Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for those hands that were raised. We ask, Lord, that as they take a step of faith, Lord, to come to you and ask for help, you will reveal more and more of who you are to them. Lord, thank you. Thank you for a new life that's found in Christ. Thank you for being light. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.